Hi Camille, I'm just going to send you a voice note very quickly because I'm just busy with something and feeding my dogs and all of that. It's just that my neighbor is going through a little bit of a nasty divorce, and until recently I said nobody's staying there, and I'm talking about months on end. He's got the most gorgeous little putty. She is so friendly. She's such a gentle dog and so beautiful. She's now become highly aggressive. And he just leaves her there day after day. He flies in at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, throws a pot of food down, gives her a pot of food and some water, and then leaves again. She's day in and day out. And she was a very social dog. She was with children growing up and everything like that. And one day I drove past and she was obviously so hungry. She had checked the bins in his yard and there was garbage everywhere. And she was just ripping up the bins and eating the plastic and all that sort of thing. And I sent him a message. Well, needless to say, he came back at me like you have no idea. So I'm a little bit afraid of him because he's the type of guy that would probably hurt my animals. He's not a nice person, not a nice persona. And I don't know if there's somebody there permanently now, but I think for the last week he's got somebody living in the little flat at the back, and they've got a little beagle, but I haven't heard the beagle now for a couple of days. So I think she's actually left, to be honest. But the little dog, yeah, Maya, is still here, and she's getting thinner and thinner and more aggressive. And in fact, they had a break-in about a month or so ago. They jumped the back wall. They gave the dog something. The dog was collapsed. They broke into the house, and yeah, apparently the dog survived. So I don't know what they gave the dog, but it's just not a healthy situation. And he doesn't live here. So this dog is alone day in, day out. And it's not cool. From a really sociable, family-loving dog with growing up children, it's just alone and lies there all day long on the cement. That's my story.